Resentment over Biden border crisis growing in blue Massachusetts. By Warner Todd Houston on October 5, 2023. Democrat officials in deep blue Massachusetts are getting fed up as consequences of Joe Biden's border crises continue to reverberate in the Northeast. Governor Maura Healey has been clear that she wants Biden to cut loose with more money and federal aid to the state to pay for the thousands of illegals flooding the state. And she has also called for fast-tracked work permits to get the illegals earning a paycheck. So far, her requests have fallen on deaf ears in the White House. But state lawmakers are also getting restless over Biden's inaction on the issue, according to the Boston Herald. The guy is running for president, he better start paying attention to this. House Speaker Ronald Mariano told reporters, the paper reported. Senate President Karen Spilka also put the administration on notice, saying, "I don't want to let them off the hook so easily either," she said, adding that she needs to get a response from the feds. "But they need to help us," Spilka exclaimed. Massachusetts has seen some 6,800 border crossers arrive in the state. While that is a far smaller number than the influx inundating Chicago or New York City, Bay State officials say that their resources are already stretched to the full extent available. Healey's office says that about 1,000 new migrant families are arriving every month and caring for them is costing the state $45 million monthly. State officials are also demanding that the federal government stop ignoring the crisis and get a handle on what states such as Massachusetts can expect to see as the migrant influx continues. But Healey's frustration is boiling over, the Herald reported. In September, Healey blasted the Biden administration and said, "I think it's clear help isn't coming from the feds. I mean, we've been continuing to call upon the federal government and Congress to act, and it is because help has not been forthcoming that we find ourselves in this situation." In the meantime, Healey wants to add an additional $250 million to the previously allocated $325 million being spent on the state's emergency shelter system. But Massachusetts is far from alone. Liberal Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois recently sent a letter to the Biden administration admitting that his state is under an enormous strain over the flood of illegals, most of which are headed for Chicago. The Windy City alone has suffered an influx of more than 15,000 illegals just since last year, and the land of Lincoln has been left footing the $330 million bill to house, feed, clothe, and give medical care to the border crossers entering their state. And that doesn't even count what Chicago has spent. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, also a left-wing Democrat, has been pleading with the Biden administration to take responsibility for Biden's border crisis, and in August begged the administration for a bailout to help care for the illegals. Meanwhile, nearby New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy also put the Biden administration on blast and even said that his state is closed to more illegals. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.